This is Rad Radio. If you listen closely, you can actually hear Rob's temple throbbing in shame. Make it worse by calling the show at 888-989-9811.
Emails RAD at radradio.com. This first one is from Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
So we're talking about brushing your teeth. A new survey, 11,000 people, and a third of them, because of the five of us here today, none of us said yes. A third of all people intentionally use hot water when they're brushing their teeth. Dawn was wondering, she wondered out loud, is that because the cold bothers their teeth? And I said, well, then you got to go to the dentist. Then you do have to. I'm anti-dentist, but I'm an anti-dentite. But then you got to go.
And you should be using Sensodyne.
We've had more than a few people who have written in saying, yeah, that's why I use hot water.
Oh, damn.
Courtney says, I can tell you from experience, I have very sensitive teeth. I use warm water to brush or hot. I also rinse with it. No cold water here.
Oh, my gosh, you can have ice cold water in your water bottle?
Yeah, these people hate me because I bite into ice cream. I chew on ice.
Yes.
Like, I love it. It does not bother me one bit.
Hello there, George. Good morning.
George.
George?
Oh. Bye, George.
Well, screw you, George.
He's busy brushing his teeth.
Here, let me tell you a little something about George.
Uh-oh.
let me tell you about George.
Oh, yeah?
We started the brushing your teeth. It is current time in the Rad Radio studios, Pacific Daylight or Standard?
Okay. PDT.
Pacific Daylight Time, 8:35 a.m., okay? We started the how do you brush your teeth conversation at around 8:17 is when I was really honing in on Nick and how he brushes his teeth. George called with his, according to what the phone screener put up, teeth brushing experience comment. Then I had him ready to go. And then we started getting off on all of these tangents.
Which happens.
Okay. Yes. And look, I got to take advantage of this because it happens twice a year. Dawn said something funny.
Whoa.
At a time when we were scheduled to take a break. So you always got on a high note. Mm-hmm. I hit the button.
But you're giving me two times a year? Wow, I've gotten better because it used to be one.
So George was still there because I can see if the line is still hot. I put George on hold. Mm-hmm. He was on hold all the way until you started to hear the music coming back, right?
Yeah.
Right. I had him hot. He was ready to go. Gone. He hung on for 20 plus minutes.
Yeah.
But he couldn't hang on for one more.
Maybe George got too curious and the man in the yellow hat had to put him back in his cage.
Nice reference.
Mm. Okay, I'm sorry, but here's what I really clung on to when you were talking there. In the beginning, I'm wondering if this is like ATM machine, because that bothers you, right? When someone says, do they even still have ATM machines? But when
it's redundant.
Say, yeah, okay,
The M is machine. It's not an ATM machine. It's an ATM.
I feel like we might have had a moment like that in there, but maybe not. Where you said, right, Pacific Daylight Time, and then you said 8:30 a.m.
They're totally different.
Different thing.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the time
of
the year.
Because I'm like, you just said daytime and...
Because you're either on daylight time or you're on standard time.
Yeah.
But daylight, it can be... It's still Pacific Daylight Time if it's 10:30 at night.
Correct. It just sounded weird because you said daylight and then 8:30 a.m.
Again, don't blame me. Mm-hmm. Blame the farmers and, you know, because that's why we created daylight savings. There's an urban legend you can pass around yet again.
At least Dawn was paying attention.
War.
I was.
Yes.
But I clung to that. I'm not really sure all the other stuff.
We also got this. Okay, now this is... wait a minute. Before I do Greg, to finish off the survey. So a third of us use warm or hot water to brush your teeth. Also, hey, here's one we didn't touch on. I mean, we literally went through everyone's whole entire process, but we didn't specifically cover this. We'll start with Nick again.
Excellent.
As you're brushing your teeth, because... Was it you that said halfway through the process you go back into the water?
Yeah, just a little freshen it up a little bit, then get back. Okay. Don't rinse off the toothpaste. Just little,
just
like,
to get it wet.
Stab it in there.
Does anyone else do that in the process? Like you're halfway through brushing your teeth.
In a while.
Okay. So then I think you've answered my question, but I'll answer directly. Next. So does that mean the whole time you're brushing your teeth, which they say it's supposed to be 2 minutes, right, or whatever, however long it is the water running?
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, same thing? Is the water just running?
Yeah, I leave the water running the whole time.
More often than not.
Yeah.
No.
No. You intentionally turn the water off while you're brushing. Is there a reason for it?
I got to tell you, living out on property where you lose water because, you know, a pipe gets busted, whatever, tree goes to the roots, things happen. And you're on a well, whatever. You run out, da-ba-do-ba-dap. Having... to not experiencing water not coming out of a faucet or a shower or your fridge, right? Like all these things we just take for granted. Really, there's a lot of things that happen when we live out on a property that really made me grateful for certain things. the luxuries. Well, they are, but we just find them everyday common things. So I'm very conscious now of like, this is some precious water coming out of my pipes, and I'm turning it off
so
now.
So the first 35-ish years of your life, you didn't give it a second thought.
I didn't.
And yes, by the way, for those of you that are spoiled, rotten, probably American-hating Americans, ironically, having access constantly to running water is a luxury in many parts of this world.
100%, but we just take it for granted.
A third of us will admit, anyways, in a survey, because I think it's higher than that, just keep the water running while we brush our teeth. Which can, by the way, if you do the math, according to the EPA, you know, they swooped in, it's Earth Week because Monday was Earth Day, and said leaving the water running while brushing your teeth would waste an average of 4 gallons of water every time you brush.
Yeah, but when you leave it on, it also keeps the sink clean every time you spit out the toothpaste, and you get a little show of watching your spit with the toothpaste circle around the drain.
Except you're not doing the Rob and Brandon thing. It's this spit, and then you have to see the blood that it's washing
well,
down.
Well, that too, of course.
Well. Yeah, I mean, because you want to see that. Because it's fun the way the water also dilutes the blood. And it turns from a red, usually a dark maroon red, right, into a red to a pink.
And you have that fun toothpaste. It's like a turquoise color. It's almost like a rainbow.
And are you really wasting the water? Doesn't it go back into the system, get treated, then sent right back out to us?
Nick, why are you bringing up logic and facts and reason? Come on, that's not interesting.
Yeah, but so this is definitely a man-woman conversation here because y'all actually think, what'd you say? It keeps the bowl, the sink clean?
Kyle said that.
Yeah, it does. Yes. Make sure that you don't have to, like, afterwards turn it on and scrub around in there. Kyle, you can just let it do its thing.
In all fairness, let me first ask you this, because you would be the first man on the planet, and I would stand up and bow down to you.
Whoa.
Okay, because...
The video's running? All the cameras working?
Are you actually taking that water and wiping the whole sink? Because let me tell you my experience with all men... They think they're doing that, and then we look at the sink, and it's still all around the sink. You all just have one vision right there where it's going, the area right there where it's going down. So if you actually wipe the whole thing, that's the first I've ever heard.
You're
going
to love my answer, because what I do is after, you know, the sink's running the whole time, I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm spitting during that time too. But what I do is I go down to the sink and get water in my mouth, and then I swoosh it, and then I turn the sink off, and I spit where the extra toothpaste is, and that's how I clean it with my spit water.
So the answer is no. It doesn't do what's supposed to be done.
And
just
speaking,
like every other man, it's fine.
As a man myself, I know for a fact that I don't do the whole keep the water running just because it's going to clean the sink. I just know that 2 weeks later, I'm going to have to clean the entire sink area because not only is the spit all around the edges of the sink, but also on the sink faucet itself and the mirror in front of my sink.
The mirror.
It's just like it's a perfect representation. Like you look at a sink that a man brushes his teeth at,
God.
And then you look at the toilet. It's basically the same thing after going number one. The messes are the same.
So there's a lot to go back to in there, except I'm having one of those live radio moments where I've got a snot rocket.
Do it
in my left nostril. I don't know if I can do this like on the fly, but
That was a good one.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
We gotta cover
zoom
up the
it
email.
Up.
Oh yeah.
Here.
Camera's fine.
Okay.
It's too bright.
Is it too bright?
Here, hold on. Let me do your other camera. You have a Rob camera too.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I gotta cover hold up the on. Email address here.
There we go.
Because I split.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh. Can you see it? It's up there. It's right up there.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
What?
This might be a good behind the scenes video.
No, absolutely. And this is going to be hard for me because I'm hooked out by mucus like Dawn is. I'm going to have to go back later and watch this again.
Oh, no.
God,
oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's safe.
Yes, we're done. Yes, we're done.
Is it safe?
Yes. I've got to move on. I'm going to move on to the email.
Are you all consciously lying to me right now because my eyes are closed?
If we were lying, wouldn't we just keep lying? I mean, come on. Let's go. We got an email here.
I'm still there.
Liars!
I did this, so I'm safe. I crossed my fingers.
Attaboy.
I lied.
Yeah, big Kyle. I just lied. I'm a liar. So you triggered a memory about you know guys and how we clean sinks and things like that.
The lack of cleaning a sink.
So you know how every now and then you go number two, and sometimes depending on the consistency, the size, things like that.
What is happening?
You can double flush and it doesn't get everything. Like there's doo doo that it's stuck. on the toilet bowl or whatever, at the bottom, right?
Higher up on the the pipe. Yeah.
Yeah. And you might even try again. You double flush, and there's just not enough, you know, rushing water or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this just happened the other day. Look, I'm home, you know, most of the day by noon. My wife's at work all day. It's like, no problem. I will come back and fix this when nature calls.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man... Yeah, see, you guys already know.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
Target practice.
When it's time to go number one, you just go in and you wash it off that way.
Toilet cleaner.
That is how you keep a clean toilet in a man's house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Sometimes you let it wait too long or you don't drink enough water, so it takes a little while, so it gets a little dry. So it takes a couple of attempts to get it off, but it gets off eventually.
My favorite is when y'all think you did flush enough and you walk away, and then we walk in and there's floaties.
Yeah.
There are particles down below.
It's a consolation prize.
and you can be nosy like you women like to be. You can do a health check on us. Dig through it.
Right. Oh, if it's floating, it's probably a bad sign.
That's bad if it's floating,
Yeah, usually I notice after I eat a lot of salad is when it happens because the leafy particles of the lettuce doesn't like to flush all the way.
Too light.
Yeah.
Ben wrote in, before we get to Greg's email, Ben wrote in and said, I brush my teeth in the shower. Which you, and now you brush your teeth when you shower, Brandon, but it's not exclusively. You also brush your teeth at the sink. Okay.
Yeah, my morning routine is get in the shower, but also take my toothbrush in with me. So I start the shower with the toothbrushing process.
So Ben says, I brush my teeth in the shower. I hate paste in the sink and on the mirror. What is this mirror thing you were alluding to? You're getting toothpaste on your mirror?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially at kids, they're just like, pah! You know, they just...
But you don't, do you?
I don't. I mean, sometimes it happens. Sometimes when you spit, like, spit gets places, and there's, like, some toothpaste that gets on the... And it just, like, leaves a little stain.
Okay. Yeah. I get it on my mirror when I do the little tap off, like, dry my toothbrush. You tap it on the edge of the sink, and sometimes little particles hit the mirror.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Rob, either you don't at all... Or you are doing that typical man thing where you just don't notice it, so you don't think you do it.
Could be.
Because a lot of times we'll see something and go, God, that was dirty. And in a man's eyes, no, was it? Well, that was totally fine.
There's that, and I'm so pasty white that the toothpaste may just blend in with my skin when I'm looking in the mirror.
Do you brush your teeth here in your office bathroom? Because we could go take a look at the sink in there, and we could tell.
Thank God for the cleaners.
The behind the scenes video is posted, right? The tour of my office.
Yes.
Because in that video, I did it. I don't know unless it got cut on the editing floor. There was a moment where I showed off the toothpaste that I have in my office.
Oh yeah.
And we literally couldn't get the toothpaste out of the tube because it's been so long. I think it's like a 10-year-old tube of toothpaste. So no, I don't use
probably not.
The office to brush my teeth.
No, it's in there.
So that's on Rad TV.
I missed that. I saw your dirty cup.
The mildew.
Didn't you have mildew? Well, the cup.
It's in the video.
Yes.
It was all within the same minute, and you were probably overreacting like a woman to the mildew in the cup.
Probably.
And you turned your head away.
But isn't that like a man thing at work? You have your work cups. You don't wash them. You rinse them out, maybe, and then you put them up in the cupboard and you use again the next morning. Like that's standard practice, right?
I know it is here because there are times where I think, and it's fine, right? Oh, dirty cups were left. No, probably not. They're probably just reusing these, but they look dirty to me. But they're fine to them.
The steps, you added an unnecessary step there, Brando. You said you rinse them. So, I mean, I'm just drinking out of one of our Rad tumblers, it went from carbonated water to ice water.
Yeah.
And then, so I'll just, at the end of the sports show this morning, which is at 10 a.m., Mixed Pick Sports Show, Rad TV members of RadRadio.com, 147 FM, 898 AM, Simon.
That's perfect.
It's draft day, people. I'll just dump this down my the sink, whatever's left, and I'll just put it on the counter. I'm not going to rinse it or anything.
But you're not cross-pollinating with other types of drinks. Like, you're doing water and carbonated water. Okay. I'll sometimes do, like, a Sprite and cranberry juice mix.
Mm.
That's when I do the rinse because I don't want the sugary stuff to get stuck in.
Okay.
How long has it been since you've washed that cup? Because you literally use that every day.
You would have to ask my wife because, as I say in the same video, she will, occasionally when she comes to the studio, she will go, babe, I'm taking all of these home.
Good for her.
But that's like, a couple times a year where she'll actually think of it or go into the office bathroom or
that's
whatever.
That's not okay, Williams, to just not
why?
Wash
why?
This.
Why? Why? Why is it not okay? Let me just run through the checklist. A, I literally own the building. B, I own the company that owns the building. Right. C, it's my body. What happened to my body, my choice? What happened, people?
A cup like that is well seasoned, like a cast iron skillet.
Yes.
You don't want to wash a cast iron skillet.
Ever.
But I do.
Oh, no.
And Rob, how often do you get sick? Oh, that's right. Like, never?
Well, I don't care.
No. I mean, it's been a bad run of a few years, but I think a lot of that was self-inflicted.
That's true. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Oh, well,
but
no. That's all because of the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
It's what's been making me sick.
This whole thing where people throw in, but they never get sick. I don't care. I know that. It's gross anyway. That's all. I'm not all of a sudden going to go, oh, I no longer find that gross because nobody gets sick by doing it.
And now and now you know why, because people have asked for 3 decades why Dawn and I never hooked up, because she knew from the beginning I was disgusting. And I would think to myself, you know, this is odd. In every other way, I'm a good man. And these disgusting pigs that she's dating. Because, I mean, horribly, fatally bad taste in men.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
as we all do in our 20s, well, most of us.
True.
The dirtier, the better. Oh, you got lice? Let's date. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, says the dirty girl who got lice as a kid. Yeah.
We all got lice from the girl down the street. The whole school did.
I didn't.
I'm talking about my street.
Right?
In school. The whole school got it.
Because you were dirty.
Oh, my God. It has nothing to do with being
dirty. Lice can't jump onto the head of the clean kids.
This isn't true, folks.
I love that this girl that Dawn's talking about is telling all her friends today that she got lice from the woman up the street, Dawn.
Yeah,
the girl.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
I had to cut my hair. I was so mad at her. I had long hair. And they cut all our hair.
You got mad at her? It's not like she intentionally gave herself lice.
I was a kid. As an adult, I wouldn't get mad at her. But as a kid, you're getting mad at the fellow kid.
Instead of getting mad at your parents for being so dirty. Allowing the lice to penetrate your beautiful head of hair.
Oh, my God. They gave us all bowl cuts.
I had one.
Yeah,
The school did, or your parents did?
Well, yeah, they all got, you know, parents, this is what we're all going to do. Just bowl cut their hair, get it out of there, have that stupid comb.
Is there any science to that at all, by the way?
Bowl cut?
That is an image of Dawn looking like Pete Rose with just their hair.
Google it. That is a great reference.
All the girls came to school that way. The boys looked the same. They already had short hair. God, little jerks.
We were just all glad to see you healed from it. Can I finally read Greg's email? Because he brings up another one. He says, I did not intend or expect an entire hour of the show to become about brushing your teeth. All right, but it happens. Because most of us do it, I guess. Greg says, I have always just brushed my teeth in the morning, period. It never made sense to me to brush my teeth at night.
Oh, well,
because
you're fun to
kiss. All wake up with hooker breath anyways, so why would I? Am I a weirdo? Okay, again, weirdo is not important. I mean, it's okay to be weird. You should embrace that, et cetera.
Well, how's the person that sleeps with you? How do they feel?
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I guess, the issue.
Yeah, I like the idea of brushing your teeth before going to bed because it does, you feel cleaner and you don't get as much of a mouth of whore breath when you wake up. I do this thing, though, where I eat Skittles right before bed. Like, I have a bag of like, little candies. I just, I treat myself right before bed, you know? Yeah. Just going to sleep, little Skittle. And I wake up, and it's like, oh, God, it's so bad. It smells bad. It tastes bad. I get canker sores. And I'm like, why does my mouth hurt so much? Oh, I eat Skittles before bed.
So I'll brush my teeth at night only when I'm told to by my girlfriend because... For the most part, I just want to get in bed, but she wants me to shower and brush my teeth, and, you know, I did that when I was a kid. Now that I'm an adult, I like just going to bed without brushing my teeth. I'm going to do it in the morning. What does it matter?
I'm with Kyle, but I'm just one step ahead. I'm only in the morning, but except when it's a makeout night. If I know it's a makeout night, and I don't have to be told to do it, I I'm feeling vibes. It's a makeout night. I'm going to brush my teeth.
Yep. So in all fairness to that, you're feeling the vibes. Mm-hmm. You know it. Better take this chance. To the fairness to that guy, okay. At night, I mean, it starts out, I don't know if y'all did this, where it's like the morning, because at night you're going to bed, it smells, and in the morning your breath smells, but maybe you feel like a little, okay, we're going to get it on. And I would always like at least put a mint in my mouth and my husband's, right, like have them handy. And then you get to the point, you're like, whatever.
Oh, a mint. I thought you said a mitt.
No, a mint,
like a baseball glove?
But, I mean, in all fairness to him, then you get to a point, you're like, yeah, my mouth is nasty. Yours is, too. Let's just have the two nasty mouths meet up.
Ooh, nasty mouths.
Like, whatever.
I love that Dawn said she puts a mint in her mouth and her husband's like she's feeding an apple to a horse.
Right.
Is he awake?
Well, for consent purposes.
Uh-huh, yes. Your Honor.
But there is that there's that logical step of recognizing that if it's about like quote grossness, it's like look at what we're doing together when we're naked and we're worried about that. But if you're hypersensitive to smell,
yeah,
like because my wife has this super the sense that she can smell things from miles away, And I'm like, no, babe, nothing smells. And then sure enough, she finds, you know, the whatever, the dead mouse at our neighbor's house, where, you know, because she won't stop it. That's the only way it makes sense to me. Because other than that, it's like, my God, look what we're about to put in each other's mouths anyway.
And that's just it. Like, if you're planning a night where, okay, you're feeling the vibe, you're getting into it, you're going to get a little dressed up, you're lighting up some candles or whatever, you know, setting the mood. Of course, you want to go in with a clean slate. You want to have your pits clean. You want to be smelling good. You want to put a little spritz of something on you. You want to have a clean, fresh breath, because you want that baseline, so when the stink does happen, it's like, oh, that's the stink I want all over me.
Because they're different stinks. They're different stinks. You don't want to go into it with the everyday stinks, right? The bug stinks, the stinks. Sometimes you do, because it's a quickie and that's whatever, right? But there's the smells.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have time, you want to get rid of those smells.
It's like you're cheating on the new stinks, that you're bringing in old stinks when you want the new stinks. I don't know.
With that.
I noticed that the stinks are better when you're camping, though. If you go camping, you embrace the stink.
That's a different that's a different level.
That is.
Because there's also, because there are different, there's also hotel stink.
Oh, yeah.
Versus motel stink. Those are different things.
More cigarettes.
Oh, yes. God, yeah, exactly, yes.
Alley.
Onions.
Yes, yes. Out by the dumpster.
Old onions.
And you happen to work at a mall as a teenager, and the dumpster that your store shares it with McDonald's, and you get that rotten onion smell while you're banging the 16-year-old that you go to high school with from behind.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What about like rotting carcass smell? No.
Ooh, okay, because that wouldn't be cemetery sex, but like much more like mortuary sex.
Yes.
Well, although you did not specify human carcass.
That's true.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Next to roadkill, side of the road, that kind of thing.
At the dumpster behind the vet.
Oh, no. Which brings up all those images of all of those pet owners who want to believe that is our dog in the ashes, right? That really is. It's not just, oh no.
I've never asked, have you, any of my friends that hunt, right, and their wives will go with them, and then the animal's hanging there, they've stripped it, but I've never asked, have you gotten it on, like, next to it, like, you're right there?
Oh, yeah. Have her hug the carcass. I love you, dear.
That's the deleted scene from Rocky. You know, Rocky's pounding the meat, and then he's pounding his girl's meat.
Call me Bambi.
Let's get to the pressure cooker immediately while we're still on the air. We've got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning.
Bambi.
Where you get upgraded. Dawn's brain is processing. There was the spinning circle downloading.
Females alone.
Downloading. You're qualified for tomorrow's grand prize drawing to have your winning tickets to see Foreigner upgraded to the front row. Pressure Cooker is our daily trivia game. We play it every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It is trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You know.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the Pressure
Rob,
Cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.